The last of the anxious for nothing journey today. We began 11 chapters ago, somewhere back in February, I think, trying to learn how to be anxious for nothing, or maybe at least to be less anxious than often we are. And maybe if you're like me, I often start out with a to-do list at the beginning of the day, or maybe sit there and try to get in line all the things that I need to do. And maybe like yesterday, the grass needed to be mowed, and there were people going through illnesses that I was praying for, and there were meetings to get ready for, and bills and taxes. Don't forget, Monday's the last day, by the way, if you haven't paid your property tax yet. That's one of those annual events, or semi-annual events, I guess. There's all kinds of things going on, and I wonder sometimes if I'm a Christian and I'm a believer and I profess my faith in Christ, saved by God's grace, and God is at work, then why do I so often get stressed out? Why is it so often that to-do list, or that list of items and things that I need to be involved in gets me anxious? The reason is I'm human, and you're human. And Christians, whether believers or not, have that human nature that often seems to focus on the negatives, or the things that are anxious, instead of the things that have already been a blessing. Christians battle anxiety, and there have been and there will be some tough times in life. There's a pathway through the adversities and the anxieties. And although we have those anxieties, we've been trying to discern how to follow that pathway. I was watching a show the other day, and evidently down in Tennessee, headed for North Carolina, there's the tail of the dragon. It's a curvy road that has, I think, 357 turns of either major proportion or at least little turns, and some people have named each one of those. There's also somewhere along that the Tree of Shame, which is filled with all of these broken auto parts that get hung on the tree because somebody missed a turn or went too wide or found someone coming the other way. And so somehow in our life we seem to go that dragon's tail, and sometimes we have those sharp turns and those curves. And so the pathway of learning to enjoy God's blessings, how to enjoy the journey or the trail. And Paul the Apostle gives us that recipe, that pathway. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, he continues, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. I think I missed whatever is admirable, by the way. Don't forget that. So if anything is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you've learned or received or heard or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. And so the desired result of this anxious for nothing journey is calm or peace. And if you've read the 11th chapter in our Anxious for Nothing book that we've been referring to, he gives that acrostic for calm or for peace. And I have changed it a little bit, so if his acronyms are different than mine, that's what happens when you're the preacher. You get to change things a little bit. So peace is another word for calm, the peace that passes understanding, and the God of peace who will be with us and who is our life partner along the journey and as we take that pathway, as we follow the pathway through the anxieties of life and also the blessings of life, we discover that there are blessings and discoveries and God moments and times when he shows up when we didn't expect. And the end result of our anxious for nothing journey is that heavenly home and that glory in God's kingdom, that time when there's no more anxiety and as they say in Revelation, no more mourning or crying or pain. But for now, we still need that peace and that presence of God in our adversities, the twists and the turns, times when there's a hospital involved or chemotherapy, those times when there's an anxious moment, a time when there isn't enough money to pay all the bills, or times when something went wrong and the plan didn't turn out the way we wanted. And so for now we need God's peace and we need his presence. And there are always changes and things that we need to go through. So what are the how-tos? How do we journey this dragon's tail of life in a way that can be blessed and good and enjoyable? How do we experience God's peace and his presence? Well, there are four steps. There are the C, the A, the L, and the M. And the C stands for celebrate God's goodness. If we are journeying the pathway of life, we need to remember to celebrate the blessings and to realize the good things. And Paul wrote to the Philippians, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. And somehow if we don't stop and smell the roses, if we don't look for the blessings, yes, it's a rainy day. And maybe your plan to spend Mother's Day outdoors is rained out, but there are good things that are going to happen today, and there are blessings and joyful things. And so we learn to rejoice in the Lord. We choose to rejoice and be glad. Why? Is he God? Yes. Is he good? Yes. He's God over all, Lord of lords, King of kings. He is the one who is in control, and yes, he is good. He showers his blessing on the just and the unjust, and somehow the seasons of life that we've gone through, there are beautiful things, and there are joys to be celebrated. Yes, there are bad things, and there are losses, and there are trials and heartaches, but we don't ignore them. We learn from them, but we don't celebrate them. We don't dwell on them. We learn to celebrate the blessings and the one who is over all. And so as you journey this dragon's tail, don't forget to celebrate God's goodness. Maybe you lost the game, but what good thing happened? Maybe the people that you were counting on didn't show up, but what did you learn and how did God bless you instead? When those things change and you find another curve in the road, there are blessings and there are good things that are happening. And so the C, celebrate God's goodness. And then the A in calm stands for act like Jesus would. And Paul wrote it this way, let your gentleness be evident to all. Or let Jesus come forth. Let your light shine. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, it's often called the Sermon on the Mount. And here Jesus provides all kinds of admonitions as to how to live as a Christian, a believer. There are instructions in there on how to treat others, how to love one another, and how to act like a Jesus follower. He says, you're the salt of the earth. Let your salt be the kind that makes a difference. If your salt has lost its saltiness, then how can you make a difference? And then he says, let your light so shine that others may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. He tells us to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us. He tells us that we are to give our gift without somebody shouting and praising and giving us all kinds of affirmation. We give our gift in secret, and the God who rewards in secret will do that. And so we act like Jesus would, and we turn the other cheek, and we go the extra mile, and we let our gentleness, our Christian life, be evident. And then the third step in our calm, anxious for nothing journey is to leave our concerns with God, to learn to let them go and to leave them. In the passage that we've been memorizing, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And so we present our requests. We pray with thanksgiving. We pray and we trust and we let it go and we don't try to fix it. I remember going into an auto repair shop some time ago, and this may be before the prices went up for the labor, but the sign on the shop door said, labor rate $50 per hour. And then it said down below, if you try to fix it first, labor rate $60 an hour. Somehow I often have taken my mistakes and had somebody else try to fix them because I couldn't do it. And sometimes for somebody to undo what I have done wrong and redo it, it takes more time and more effort. And sometimes I think we do that to God. We say, Lord, please help me with this. But then we say, but wait a minute, God, I need to do this and this and this first and fix that and take care of that. And somehow if we take it to Him, then why are we still trying to fix it? I've done that a lot of times and made a mess of things. And so we need to learn to trust the Lord. And when He's ready for us to be involved again, then He'll let us know. And so we pray with thanksgiving, pray with gratitude. And there's something about praying with thanksgiving that helps us focus on today, which is the time we really have. If we focus on what God has done for us and how He's blessed us, and we celebrate His goodness, and we're thankful for the rain, or we're thankful for the people that are in our lives, or we're thankful for the many ways that we're able to celebrate or enjoy, then we're not worried about yesterday's mistakes. We're not worried about tomorrow's uncertainties. And so we praise God, and we leave our concerns with Him. We cast our cares on Him. We trust Him and let Him act. And so the L is leave your concerns with God, or pray with thanksgiving. And the M in calm reminds us to meditate on the good things. Choose your focus. Learn to focus on the good things and not on the struggles. And so He lists some of those things. We could be afraid of what might happen, and too often we're fearful and there are whole lots of what ifs, but He says whatever things are true or noble or just or pure or lovely or admirable or excellent or praiseworthy, think about those things. Choose the high road, He says, and instead of walking that muddy pathway, look at the things that God has done. Who is noble in your eyes? Who do you aspire to be like? Who is that person who's made you say, wow, even through all of their adversity, they have been such a blessing to others? What is the true in your life? What is that thing or that person that you can rely on to be there and to be faithful and to fulfill their commitment? What are the things that are right or pure or lovely or admirable? Things that you say, good job, or wow, what an amazing action they did. And so somehow if we can be intentional to be a good finder, if we can be a light for someone's darkness, we can think about those things that others have done, and we say, wow, that's neat, then we copy their example, or we follow in their footsteps. And so meditate on God's goodness. Meditate on those good things that you see. And we ask then, how do I enjoy life's journey? How do I enjoy that drag and tail of life that somehow has all the curves? Well, there are beautiful things along the way. There are beautiful things. And the admonition is put into practice. Last week's message was that we practice those things. Whatever we have heard or seen or heard or followed, we've witnessed in those others, then we put those into practice. And so how do we practice? How do we remind ourselves to rejoice? How do we remind ourselves to be gentle? How do we remind ourselves to pray about it and then leave it with God? Maybe you're one to put a string around your finger, and then when you come to that anxious moment in your life, you can look at that and say, oh, I'm supposed to celebrate God's goodness and to act like Jesus, and I'm supposed to leave it with the Lord and meditate on good things. Or maybe you carry that cross in your pocket and you take that out every so often and look at it, and it reminds you to be calm and enjoy the journey. Or maybe it's a WWJD bracelet that reminds you to act like Jesus would. Or maybe you're one of those who can count to 10. At that anxious moment, you take a deep breath and you say, oh, calm instead. Or maybe you have a daily checklist. I often, as I mentioned, have that little list of things to do. I have flown with my friend Ted Cox a time or two, and we've taken an airline or airplane flight, one of those little Cessnas out of the airport, and before we take off, there's this checklist of things, and he's very adamant that you go through the whole checklist because you don't want to forget one little thing that might be a life and death thing. And what is your life checklist? Do you have a daily checklist? Well, you get up. Well, first, before you get up, you got to set the alarm the night before so it will go off at the right time. And then there's the getting up and the taking the shower and the shaving or all of the prep that you have to do. And then you eat breakfast and all of those things. Maybe you got to feed the dog and the cat before you leave and all of those things. But why don't we put calm on the checklist? Why don't, before we leave the house, remember that we are to celebrate the good things and to act like Jesus and to leave our requests with the Lord and to meditate on those things above? Why don't we learn to put that on our daily list? Somehow we forget that and we become anxious instead. Well, we talked about those four steps last week, and this week they're given with the acronym CALM. We're learning to rejoice. We're learning to pray with thanksgiving. We're learning to be gentle and to lift our thoughts. And I think that if we can follow the prescription, we can follow the scripture lesson and put those things into practice, we'll discover that God has indeed given us a wonderful life. And yes, there are trials and there are turns and there are struggles, but there are also some wonderful blessings. There are some healings. There are some prayers that are answered in wonderful ways. There are laughters, and there are times when we are surprised at what God has done or how somebody has come through. Sometimes I think back when I was a kid, and the dream was someday we may be able to talk on the phone and look at that person in the face while we're talking. Has that prayer dream been answered even more so again and again? Just little things that we take for granted, and yet what a blessing. Life is for living, and as they say, it's not just about the destination. We'll see God in glory someday, and yet for now, the journey, the blessings of the journey of life, and the trials will come, but there are also some wonderful things today that you'll see if you pay attention. And so celebrate God's goodness. Act like Jesus. Leave your concerns with God and pray with thanksgiving and meditate on those good things. Maybe you don't remember all eight of those things that he lists, but you can think about the things above. And the result, Paul says, the peace of God that surpasses understanding will guard your heart. On top of that, there's the God of peace who is with you all along the way. And from time to time, you may not notice his presence, but then later on you look back and you say, wow, I did sense his presence. I did feel him right there with me. I did see him going ahead of me and opening that door. And the journey of life, despite the twists and the turns and the storms and the losses, there are amazing blessings and amazing things that are going to fill our life with enjoyment. So how do you enjoy the journey of life with that calm? The things that we have learned all along our anxious for nothing journey. And so today, look for the blessings and the joys that God is in store even now. Let's pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather today and worship. And for those who are gathered in a virtual way, we thank you, Lord, for the ways that you're working in them. And we thank you that they were able to join us as well. And God, as we come together, we've been reminded of that scripture passage that we've focused on for the last 11 or 12 lessons. We've been focusing, Lord, on how to be anxious for nothing. And help us to apply those learnings to our life, Lord, and help us to enjoy the journey that we're on, the blessings of this life. Yes, there are heartaches and trials and struggles, but Lord, may we not ignore the beauty that's there as well and the good things. Thank you, Lord, for those. Thank you that you provide that peace that passes understanding. And thank you that we can trust that you are with us. And we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.